Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's a fine and warm start to the weekend that will even be hot today over the Mpumalanga, Lowveld and parts of Limpopo. Pretoria and eMalahleni up to 26, Joburg 24, Mbombela 28, Polokwane 29 and Rustenburg up to 30 degrees. Get the hourly forecast for where you're going to start your weekend. It's at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on the weather tab.
In Pretoria, a collision on Pretoria Street near Cusonia Avenue causing delays.
Iran has activated its air defences over several cities after an air attack near the Iranian city of Isfahan early this morning. US officials confirmed to CNN that it was an Israeli strike directly on Iranian territory, sending fears of a further escalation of the situation in the Middle East. There are no reports yet from Iran on the damage or injuries. And President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on the African Union to intensify its efforts in bringing peace to Sudan amid a humanitarian crisis. The country this week marked 1 year since the civil war started. This week, Ramaphosa led a delegation to neighbouring South Sudan, which is expected to hold its first democratic elections since 2011. With that, looking at our business news. Turmoil on world markets after reports that Israel launched that air attack on Iran this morning. Oil prices are rallying once again and equities sank, with traders fearing an escalation of the Middle East crisis. The news sent shivers through markets, with both main oil contracts surging more than 3% in Asia in a mere few hours on worries about supplies from the crude-rich region. The rush for safety also saw the yen rally against the dollar and gold jumping more than 1%, while U.S. Treasuries climbed. The rand took a tumble in early morning trade, sliding to beyond the 19 rand 20 mark against the US dollar as investors flee to traditional safe havens amidst the geopolitical uncertainty. A dollar now trading at 19 rand 25, a euro 20 rand 47, a pound 23 rand 90, gold at $2,391.77 per fine ounce, and that climbing oil price now at $89.15 per barrel. Bring crude. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 7.
Well, only 5 rounds remain until the quarterfinals of the URC, so this is the business end, and it's back. The Sharks, the first of the local franchises to take to the field, they face the Glasgow Warriors in Scotland tonight. Kickoff is at 9:25. At 3 o'clock tomorrow, the Emirates Lions host Leinster. At 5:05, we're expecting a humdinger at Loftus, with the third-placed Vodacom Bulls lock horns with Munster. Good luck news for the Bulls. Flank Cameron Arnaquam is now free to play after the sighting against him was dismissed yesterday. And the DHL Stormers are in fifth position. They'll welcome Ospreys to Cape Town. That's at 7:15. Liverpool's hopes of ending Jurgen Klopp's reign with a European trophy are over after they failed to overturn a first-leg deficit against Atalanta. The Reds won 1-0 last night but lost 3-1 on aggregate. Elsewhere, Roma are through to the Europa League semi-finals, beating Serie A rivals AC Milan. West Ham United knocked out after the new German champions Bayer Leverkusen clinched a late 1-1 draw, and Marseille are through after beating Benfica 4-2 on penalties. For only the third time in the 21st century, England has no teams in the semi-finals of the Champions League or Europa League. And long-distance runner Glenrose Qaba stole the show yesterday at the ASA Senior Track and Field Champs in Sunduzi Stadium in Pietermaritzburg. She beat middle-distance specialist Prudence Sekhodiso to win the women's 5,000 metres final in 15 minutes, 48 seconds and 44 seconds. 15 minutes, 48.44 seconds. Today will be the finals of the men's and women's 100-meter sprints. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacka Red FM plays more.